Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to talk, by the way, today is May the 26th, Monday. Right now it's 1 p.m. here in Porto Alegre, cloudy outside, quite cold. The weather is getting colder now. Alright, today I want to talk about reasons, giving different ways of giving reasons in English. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the use of the conjunction because, also because of, how to use because of, and also I will talk about some alternative ways of referring to reason and to result as well. So, because is a conjunction, and it's used at the beginning of a clause. If you don't know what a clause is basically a subject and a verb. So sometimes we have these complex sentences which have more than a clause, normally two clauses or sometimes even more, but basically because comes before a clause, either the first clause of a sentence, or maybe the second clause of the sentence. And because of, on the other hand, is a two-word preposition used before a noun phrase or a pronoun. So, for example, we could say, we were late because it rained. So, because it rained. We were late because it rained. On the other hand, if we want to use because of, we could say, we were late because of the rain. So, because of the rain. So, in the first example, because it rained, so we have because plus a subject, which in this case is it, plus a verb, rained. In the second example, we have because of plus a noun phrase, the rain. Another example, another set of examples would be I'm happy because I met you, or I'm happy because of you. So in the case, in the first case, I'm happy because I met you, after because I have a full clause, I met you. In this case, subject, verb, and the object. And in the second example, I'm happy because of you, I basically have because of plus a pronoun, you. So this is just the basics. Of course, we could move on. Because always introduces a reason. Some people might be thinking, wondering, should I use a comma before because? You can. In fact, in British English, I think they tend to do it. And in American English, they tend not to do it, or vice versa. Now, I'm really not sure about that. But anyway, you can find examples of the use of because preceded by a comma or not. So it's really up to you. It's really a matter of style here. Some alternative ways of introducing reason instead of using because would be to use as or since. Let me read some examples. As it was getting late, or because it was getting late, I decided I should go home. So, as it was getting late, I decided I should go home, or because it was getting late, I decided I should go home. In this case here, I'm using the conjunction at the beginning, in the first clause, at the beginning of the sentence. I could also alternatively invert the sentence and basically say the following. I decided I should go home because it was getting late, or I decided I should go home as it was getting late. So as can be used here as an alternative to because. So whenever you're taking an exam, like in the last episode, I gave you some tips about the IELTS. You might need to, it might be interesting to use some alternatives, forms sometimes in order not to sound repetitive. So then moving on, about the use of since. Since can also mean the same as because, and we can use it to introduce a reason. The same way I used as. Let me give you a different example now. Since he was going to be living in Sweden for some time, he thought he should read something about the country. So because he was going to be living in Sweden for some time, he thought he should read something about the country. Notice that here, as I'm using since, or in the previous example, as, at the beginning of the sentence, in the first clause, it would be interesting to separate the two clauses with a comma. Whereas when because, or since, or even as, are in the middle of the sentence separating the two clauses, then what I said before actually applies, which is basically a matter of style then. Alright, so this is it about since and as, which are two alternative forms to introduce reason. Now when you talk about let's talk a little bit about the use of because of. So when because is followed by of. Because of is basically a two-word preposition, and it can also be used. It can be used. It should be used, in fact, before a noun, noun phrase, or a pronoun. Again, to give a reason for something. Let me read an example. We were delayed because of an accident. So we were delayed, or we were late, you could also say, because of an accident. By the way, I'm reading examples. These examples I'm reading from the Advanced Grammar in Use, Cambridge, by Martin Hewings. And I also read a few examples from Michael Swann, Practical English Usage, Oxford University Press, the new edition. So here, because of, let me give you some alternative ways of referring to reason, alternative ways to the use of because of. You can also use due to plus noun phrase or pronoun, or even owing to. So you could say something like this: she was unable to run due to a leg injury. Or, she was unable to run because of a leg injury. Another example, we have less money to spend due to budget cuts. Or, we have less money to spend owing to budget cuts. Again, you could use because of budget cuts. So these are different ways of referring to reason in English. I hope you enjoyed. And please contact me if you have any comments, suggestions, or if you would like to, even if you want to suggest a topic for the future episodes. I would love to hear from you. There are many ways you can contact me. One of the simple ways you can contact me is by sending an email to info@followenglish.com.br. There is also the web page for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also connect to us on Facebook or Twitter. Just look for Follow English altogether in one word. Follow spelled with double L, of course, and remember altogether in one word. Yes? Thank you very much. That's it for today, and I'll see you next time. Bye!